911 emergency, what are you reporting?
Welcome back to another great episode of We Speak Dispatch. We're speaking dispatch right to y'all, so y'all should be listening to us and telling your friends about us because we got some great episodes. First off, I just want to introduce, we got Joe over here. Joe, how goes it in your part of the world?
Oh, it's going awesome. We just got done with another episode that maybe set a record for length of time.
It's a big one. It's
and a, I wasn't a good topic. Talking.
It's a big topic, and we're going to definitely, that's going to be a moneymaker. That one's going to get a lot of people looking at it. So, and then we got Glenna down there. Glenna, how goes it in the world of Southern California, where you're moving rapidly out of California? So
it's going very well. They strange things keep happening here, so it's probably a good thing that we're moving rather quickly.
And you'll be in Utah soon, so you'll be out of California, moving to Utah. So, and
well, I'm still working in California. You guys do know that, right?
God, that's so weird. I don't even understand that. So strange. But
that's another episode. We'll do that later
with our last guest. That makes sense because they were talking about at-home dispatching, which is
yeah.
And anyway, in beautiful Tennessee here, it's beautiful outside, all green. Nice. All right. And our special guests are right down there in the box. And why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourselves, and then we'll start asking you questions.
I'm Cassandra. I've been with Lyon County Emergency Communications now for going on 9 years.
Nine.
And wow. I love it. It's great.
Good. I'm Selena. Okay. That's awesome. I'm a supervisor for Lyon County Communications Center for 16 years.
Wow. Yeah, are you her supervisor then?
I am. Yes.
We're going to hear the dirt on this in a minute.
So. Familiar, huh?
Supervisor and best friend. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that looks pretty. Where is Leslie?
Yeah. So apparently she gets a lot of days off she wants. So just, yeah, I need to have 12. No. You're off. So,
wow. I doubt that. She probably has to stay on her best behavior.
All right.
It's so, actually hard to have a supervisor as your best friend.
And you would know that.
It's very too. Difficult.
Yeah. Yes.
I had a supervisor that was my ex-wife. So anyway, all right. So we brought you guys on for a special reason because you guys are apparently some TikTok entrepreneurs out there. You've got TikTok down for your agency. So how did this get started? How did you sell it to your agency? Like, we need to do something about this. How do we do it?
All her idea.
All her idea. So how did you tell your agency, like, hey, we should probably jump on TikTok?
Well, we actually do educational videos for like 911. So we teach about 911 and talk to like schools and stuff. So I was like, you know, normal person just scrolling through TikTok. I'm like, hey, why couldn't we do this for our agency? You know, so talked to my boss and I was like, hey, what if we made some educational videos and some fun videos to show that, you know, we're people and we like to have fun too.
And if you know our boss, Roxy Van Gundy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she's
very
great.
Open-minded and awesome to new ideas.
Wow.
So
that's like, good.
Let's do it. So she's like,
did you guys have any kind of like, was there any kind of like, you can do it, but it has to not be this or that or whatever?
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. Oh, and okay. Majority of our videos get screened,
approved,
and approved. So
I thought you were going to say get disqualified.
Yeah. Well, there have been a few that she's like, nah.
There have been a few that kind of tested the boundaries a little
can
bit, but
you put those on there. I'll splice
those
them.
Those are the ones we want to see.
are the videos that I've seen on there? You guys do a fantastic job. Are the videos true? Thank where you. Cassandra, when you started, your guys' working relationship was the like the senior person and the new person, and there were some battles, yeah. And now you guys have become
yes.
friends. And then also
yeah.
talk about
yes.
The videos where a new person starts and then they make it all the way through and you celebrate both those.
Yes,
two
yes,
sessions.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. She was a brat when she started.
I was. I was. We did not get along. So I'm glad we've stuck
really?
It out as far as our friends.
Yep.
That's- How did you get past that? What was the breaking? Did you finally just say, look, and have a conversation, or did you just, you know, got drunk together? What'd you do? I don't understand why you do it.
I think there's kind of a mixture of the both, actually, because like she was a supervisor the whole entire time I've been a dispatcher.
Oh.
So I yeah. kind of just saw her as, you know, like an authority
boring.
Figure and kind of boring. You know, I had to mind my P's and Q's. And then we started working together more shifts and stuff. And I think
yeah.
we kind of finally just.
And then she invited me over to one of her Halloween parties and there.
Hello. There you go.
Well, the best holiday ever.
Yeah.
And what was the other topic, Joe, you wanted to talk about?
when they sometimes will put up videos, I do follow their account. They do a great job of welcoming a new person, and then they celebrate when that new person makes training as well. And they have like funny videos to do that, like walking in and celebrating with stuff going off or whatever you want to call it. Talk about how you've welcomed new hires through TikTok.
A lot of our new hires, they've been younger, you know, so they're kind of growing up with TikTok being pretty normal, social media is very normal. And we have a few people that don't really like being on social media, which is perfectly fine. So if we have a new person, they come in, they don't really want to be about that. That's perfectly fine.
We don't force them, but they watch us do TikToks and they start laughing and be like interested.
Yeah.
You know what? You don't have to say anything. How about you just be a part of it? And then it kind of grows from there. So they're like, now next thing they're dancing and doing routines.
And then they're sending us TikTok ideas. Let's do this. So
that's so great. How many dispatchers work at your agency? And I'm asking for a reason.
We have, I believe it's eight. Full-time. We have three in training, and then we have two part-timers.
Wow.
And has this TikTok brought you guys all together as a team?
For a lot of us, I'm going to say yes. I think it's been a pretty fun kind of thing to do together, and we kind of have to work as partners in TikToks, understanding each other's parts and trying to make it all work out.
One thing it has done is strengthened our bond with our partner agencies.
Yeah.
Because we started to include like officers and firemen and everything like that. And it just makes, we're already a strong family, but this is really started to bond us, make us closer. We actually did one this morning with our squad at the police department. We came in early at the end of their squad and they did a TikTok with us.
Nice.
That should be posted Tuesday. So, yeah.
Okay, we'll be checking it out. That's awesome.
Is there right now? Go ahead. No, I'm just going to say they have so many up there right now. It's great. Go through them.
I was just going to ask, is there one TikTok, when you think about your guys' account, is there one that really put you guys on the map?
My favorite was the when I'm knocking on the deputy's window and I climb through.
I'm
like, your doorbell, it's not working. And it was like, when a deputy doesn't answer his safety checks, and he just could not stop laughing. It was great. It was fun. That was one of my favorites.
Do you ever get any pushback from like the community or upper management?
Not upper management. No, they're pretty open-minded, but we get comments from the community. Like, what are you doing? This is why you're not answering 911.
Oh, mama.
This is why you're not answering radio traffic, that kind of thing.
I was curious about that because I know that we did a little thing on the radio. We went to local radio stations and did stuff, and people are like, why aren't you guys answering calls instead of going to the radio stations? I'm like, really? We got to do something. It's like,
That's pretty rude.
And a lot of our TikToks, we film kind of on our off time. Like we come in and we film. And like she said, this morning we weren't even clocked in and we filmed that one before we had a cover at 7. So
That's cool.
And it's sometimes it's like on a Saturday or Sunday when it's downtime or on third shift when nothing's going on. But, once that phone rings or once radio traffic, we're on it. We TikTok's done. We're doing what we need to do.
Well, let's think. Do you have any issues with because I see you do them in the comm center a lot. And I see the screens and stuff. Are you aware that I can't show that screen? Yep. I got to block it out or.
We have to make sure that everything is blurred out and whited out.
Minimized. Yes.
Because I've seen some other agencies that are doing these TikToks and they're in the content. You can see the screen behind it. I'm like, if you want to be a crazy person, zoom in, you can see stuff, but it's like,
yikes. Exactly. We're very, very self-aware of that.
We've actually
had that's a national thing, not even a state thing. You can't really show those screens on TV.
Exactly. We've had to redo several TikToks actually because we forgot to minimize the screen. So let's try it again.
Nice.
Wow.
So tell people that are listening how they follow you guys. What is the handle? How do they follow you guys?
So our TikTok is Lyon. The handle. Our TikTok is Lyon, Lyon County 911.
Wow. It's full on, man. It's full on the actual thing right there. Geesh, that's good. I mean, so what's the one you've got the most amount of comments on? Which one do you think out of all the ones you've done, that's dang many, but which is the one you got most?
Like, I gotta look.
We've taken a lot of like questions or heat or comments or good stuff on which one?
I think that one that I was crawling through a window, that it was a trending voice, so a trending little saying. So that one got a lot. And then we did one with the officer TikTok. We have an officer here named JT Clarence, and he is Officer TikTok. He's like has millions of followers.
Oh, you're kidding. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. Jeez. So we kind of recruit him.
So
please come to our TikTok.
Let me see. So the video that she's talking about, it had 1.5 million views.
Oh my God.
And then one of mine with JT, it had 814,000.
Yeah.
And then our other one had
just
shy of 400,000.
Oh,
so
wow. God, that is insane. But all the people looking at these darn things. It's like, my goodness.
Do you feel this has helped you guys with recruiting new people?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, there are so many people on our comments like, how do I apply? Like, what is especially so many people don't even know what we do. Like, it's like, all you do is answer phones. No, it's so much more.
Yeah.
And then
that's like the first of
what do you do? How do I apply? Where do I go?
Yeah.
That's
like they come in for interviews and be like, oh, we saw, I saw you guys on TikTok, so I thought I would apply and try out and see how it goes.
Cool is that?
That's what I was just gonna say. Do you get recognized like when you're like out doing whatever you do? People are like, hey, aren't you those girls that do that dang like TikTok thing?
It's like when we were just in Anaheim, you know, when we saw you, we had 30 plus people recognize us.
Like, oh my God, you're the TikTok.
Awesome.
Well, I don't know if you noticed, but you're the first people on our three words thing on that video I put up. You're the first people on that. So it's like,
yes.
I mean, the social media part of this stuff is, I've always said it's been big, and a lot of agencies are resistant. They don't want to do it. Oh, I'm not going to do any of that stuff. Makes it look cheap or whatever, but it makes it look like a good experience. Like, dang.
Yeah.
We have enough people complaining about dispatch cannibalism and people don't get along and bullying. It's like, why not make it a good experience in that comm center? I mean, geez.
Well, she actually started the 911 education line on YouTube and videos and stuff like that. And
that's
I needed projects. Well, it was just in the beginning stages, and I needed a project for my RPO class. So I jumped onto her coattails and
nice.
I'm all in now. I'm like 100%. I'll do whatever you need me to do.
And I truly do feel like it bridges the gap though, because, you know, people already have such a opinion about, you know, law enforcement and that kind of side to everything. Yeah. I think when it starts to show that we're just people, we like to have fun.
Yeah. We're robots.
Yeah.
We're not the robots answering the phone that we write.
Yeah.
We have emotion too.
Yeah.
And just laughing.
I think a lot of people don't realize that. A lot of people think it is what they've seen on NCIS or whatever the hell it is. And it's like, they're not seeing the real, what happens in these comm centers. And
exactly.
They really need to have a show that focuses on that, like live PD, but make it dispatch. You know, it's like that kind of thing. There is people doing stuff, and hell, we have people get married.
Show like that though, seriously?
Yeah.
There is.
I know there is, but you know, it's not really, you know.
And it's such a stressful job that we do. It's a stressful career, and we just have to have some way to decompress these. Yeah. And you know, we get our adrenaline pumping or take a really bad call. We need something to decompress. So we do a TikTok to make ourselves laugh or something like
that. That's one of my biggest things is, you know, like when I'm working with somebody, they took a hard call, you know, first thing I do is ask if they're okay.
Of course.
And then, you know, I try to lighten the mood. I'm a big jokester. I like to have fun. I like to make people laugh. So it was just an easy way to come up with kind of an outlet, you know, just, hey, let's have fun. Let's breathe for a little bit. And then, you know,
well, if there are people watching this and they're saying, you know, we'd kind of like to do something like this at our agency, what advice would you have for those people to say, hey, maybe you should do this?
I mean, I actually talked to a few people about, like, you know, how to boost morale and stuff like that, and try to get, you know, the people in your center more engaged in what you're doing.
Yeah.
The biggest thing you could do is try. I mean, if it fails, you at least tried. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't say, well, we couldn't do it, but we didn't even try to do it. So
always, if you're going to go and present it to like your director, make sure you have a standard of conduct.
Yes.
You know, something already like this is what, you know, we have a standard of conduct for what we do. Like, we won't cuss. We won't put our agency in a bad light, that kind of thing. We have I think it's pinned on our TikTok, actually.
Wow.
It's so,
But
that's good. That's really good.
Yeah. You just, I kind of like holding myself to a higher standard, you know, with making videos. And I mean, we do get recognized. I get recognized here in our local Walmart, you know, so.
Yeah. Sure. Well, both of you appear very shy. So that's Now wait a minute. Earlier on, you said that you really like Halloween, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we usually do a little Halloween episode-ish kind of thing. So when we do that little Halloween episode-ish coming up here in a few months, we need to get you guys back on here so we can all celebrate Halloween on this thing. So favorite holiday. There's stuff on my walls in my office right now with Halloween on it. And it's like Halloween's a good thing.
She decorates her whole house. Her whole house, like not just little things, like it's to the max.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
That's cool. That's I like the antique Halloween stuff. A coffin. I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, like a real a real coffin, and I got in it.
Oh my god. Okay, this took a real bad turn here.
About the coffin, the fact that you got in it.
I got in it. I couldn't not. I mean, it's.
The whole thing.
Well, I'm not gonna know what it's like when it's happening for real, so I want to know.
We did a wrong turn here. We gotta go back.
You mentioned Halloween.
Yeah, I thought, wow, we'll just get him back for that episode. Now I'm thinking she's sitting in coffins. No, I'm like, we'll be done with that. So
that's great.
My goodness. Well, kids, it was nice talking to you guys, and it was like such a fun experience, and I'm hoping that we'll do some TikToks off this episode. We'll find some pieces of this thing I'll throw into something, and we'll do something with you guys, and we'll have you back for sure before Halloween so we can all kind of celebrate, because we do.
Nice.
We love Halloween. Yeah. We get everybody on here. We'll get Leslie if she's finally moved into her Florida home, and Glenn if she's finally moved into Utah, and Joe, where are you moving to next? You don't know?
I'm still in Iowa, but I might be
staying in Iowa.
And I bought a house here in Tennessee. I'm not going nowhere. So it's like, we'll all be kind of in around. We'll get John and we'll get the rest of our crew on for Halloween. And we'll get you guys to come on with us and we'll have a little fun.
Awesome.
So I appreciate that. So Joe, tell us about where we can find ourselves, even though our stuff's not even close to what they're.
We're not even close to these guys. So having them on is definitely a benefit for us. So thank you guys for coming on. We're in the thousands of views, but we are in 35 different countries and on about every podcast platform. So check them out, listen to this episode, listen about TikTok and 911, and learn how you can benefit your agency in terms of improving morale, increasing the awareness of the citizens, and also drawing people into your 911 center. Thank you to both of you for coming out and talking to us.
Yes, thank you.
It was a great topic for every 911 dispatcher.
Very great topic. We're so happy that you guys stopped by and did our little episode with us, and we're hoping to hook up with you guys again if we see you at another conference or whatever. We'll get you definitely hooked up before Halloween so we can do that kind of a fun episode.
Awesome.
But not perfect. in your coffin. So all right. Well, thanks a lot everybody for joining us on, and until next time, go out and make it a great day for everybody else. All right, good night everybody.
Hi, this is Amanda Schwartz with Zybex, and you've been listening to another great episode of We Speak Dispatch.